Does anybody need a break? Case number 10. 22-651, that's a Waterbury case. Morning. Okay, Sergeant, can you please identify yourself for the record, spelling your last name, indicating the authority you're representing here today?
Yes, Sergeant John Imazzo, I-O-M-M-A-Z-Z-O. Issuing authority is Waterbury Police Department.
Okay, and counsel, can you please identify yourself for the record?
Ralph Sherman, representing the appellant.
Okay, Sergeant, would you like to make an opening statement?
Yes, the appellant was initially denied for suitability. Secondary to alcohol-related incidents, and the issuing authority stands by that today.
And Attorney Sherman, do you like to make an opening statement?
No, thank you.
Okay, Sergeant, you may proceed with your case.
So initially, the appellant was denied for suitability. There was a prior case, older case, 2011, was an alcohol-related incident. And then the appellant also indicated on her application she had another alcohol-related incident, which she stated was dismissed, but she put it on her application. It was a DUI, so second alcohol-related incident. And then upon my follow-up investigation, showed that there was an incident in 2023 where the appellant arrived at a local elementary school to pick up a child, not hers. At the time, she was a approved pickup person, but she did not follow the procedures for pickup. She gained access to a playground and began to interact with several children that were not ones that she was there to pick up, causing quite a stir with the staff of the school, all caught on video. One of the staff members approached her, asked her what she was doing there. She related that she was there to pick up a particular child, at which time they advised her that she did not belong on the playground. She needed to proceed to the office and follow the proper procedures. Her statement to the school staff, the principal, vice principal, were that other people do it, so that's why she's doing it, which they again told her it's not the procedure. If she wanted to do pickup, that she needed to go to the main office. She did not go to the main office. She left on foot from the school and was later located at her home a short distance away. At the time that the officers arrived at her address, she was visibly intoxicated and admitted to being at the school. And then the officers advised her that, as per the child's parent and the school, that she was no longer allowed at the school anymore from that point forward. So I think it continues to display her poor judgment, decision-making, when she is under the influence of alcohol. And the firearm would be the last thing the issuing authority wants the appellant to have.
Thank you, Sergeant. Cross, Attorney Sherman.
Thank you, Sergeant. The first incident you mentioned, you didn't specify a date or even a year.
2011. Yes.
Okay. And I have nothing further.
Does the board have questions for the sergeant? Seeing none, do you have any other witnesses, Sergeant?
I do not.
Okay, Attorney Sherman, it's your case.
Thank you. I'd like to call the appellant first, please. You know, we're going to call you the appellant, not by your name. How old are you now, please?
40.
And please speak up. It's hard to hear with the blower.
Sorry, 40. I just turned 40.
Okay. And are you working?
Yes, I am.
What do you do for work?
I work for State of Connecticut Department of Developmental Services in Newington.
What do you do exactly?
I'm a direct care staff, so it's kind of like, it's a group home, so I take care of the individuals who live there.
Okay. Is that a full-time job?
Yes, it is.
35 hours? 40?
35.
35 hours. Okay. And when did you start that job, please?
I transferred from South Berry to Newington in November 17th last year.
Okay. And how long have you been doing this type of work?
18 years.
Okay. And how long have you been full-time?
Almost a year now.
Okay.
In November of the year.
Okay. Very good. I want to ask you about the incidents that the sergeant testified about. Do you remember something in 2011?
2011, when I went out with my sister? Yes.
Okay, can you tell the board what happened, please?
My sister and I have went out to a local bar. The bar area is downstairs, the dance floor was upstairs. We had went downstairs to get a drink. We were walking up the stairs to go to the dance floor area, and my sister started yelling for me to come back. When I looked up, there was two guys at the top of the stairs fighting. They fell down the stairs and I got trampled in. The bouncer came and threw everyone out, told us to go home. When I fell, my glasses came off and my car keys. So when we got outside, I went to a police officer to ask for help. And I guess I had like grabbed him because he wasn't listening to me and he had arrested me.
He arrested you for interfering with an officer?
I think I got breach of peace.
Breach of peace, okay. That charge was dropped, is that correct?
Correct, with the community service.
Okay. And that was 2011. You admitted on your application you had a drunk driving case 8 years ago,
mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yes.
Was there an accident?
No.
Anybody hurt?
No.
Is that the only time you've been charged with drunk driving, ever?
Yes.
Anywhere?
Yes.
Connecticut or anywhere else? Okay. And I want to ask you a few questions about the incident in 23 at the school. Do you recall that? Okay. So, excuse me, would you tell the board what happened? Somebody asked you to pick up your child, is that right?
Yes. My daughter babysits for, I don't want to say a neighbor, but she lives a couple streets down. And occasionally I will pick up her kids. Sometimes I would stay with them when needed. She had got stuck at work and I was hosting a brunch at home. I had told her that I was drinking and I didn't feel like I should go get the kids.
Well, maybe you skipped something. She contacted you and asked you to pick up the kids,
yeah,
is that
she
right?
Called me
she
phone.
Called you, okay. So this was not arranged
no.
days in advance. She
no,
called you that
she
day.
Called me.
She had sort of an emergency situation. She
was
couldn't
stuck
get
at work like I'm used to because working at Southbury, you're stuck constantly. When you have kids that need to be picked up, you call whoever. So I figured I'm drinking, let me call my neighbor who's not drinking. At least he could drive me, I could get him home safe because her sister-in-law was there waiting. Got to the school, no one was answering. So yes, I did go around and saw the kids in the playground.
What do you mean no one was answering?
The front door, you gotta ring the doorbell.
Oh, you tried the doorbell and nobody responded?
No one responded. Went around, saw the kids playing. And then when the teacher had me come around again, I don't know, I just felt like maybe this is not a good idea. I should call the mom again. So I left with my neighbor. Tried to contact the mom, but she wasn't.
So your neighbor drove you home?
Yeah, drove me there and back.
Okay. And so then you contacted the mother?
Yeah, she kind of laughed it off and then said, you know, the school's mad, and so she was just going to take me off the list. I was like, okay.
Okay. You still in touch with this person?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your relationship? Do you see her kids,
like
on a social
like
basis?
Like I said, my daughter babysits for her a lot, and the kids love me, so I see them on their birthdays and stuff, holidays.
Okay. And you've seen them on their birthdays or holidays since the time of this
yeah.
incident, is that
yeah.
correct? Things are good between you?
Yeah.
Okay. I have nothing further.
Sure.
Sergeant, do you have any questions for the appellant?
I do. Do you recall how much alcohol you consumed that day?
I was on my third martini, espresso martini, at the house, yeah.
Over what long period of time?
It was early. We were having brunch, like a fake Valentine's Day thing.
Okay. Does the board have questions for the appellant? Seeing none, Attorney Sherman, other witnesses?
Yeah, I'd like to call a friend, Stephen Santapietro. You took the oath to tell the truth, right?
Yes. Okay.
How long have you known the appellant, please?
About 6 years.
Got to speak up, please.
6 years.
Thank you. You're not just talking to me, you're talking to everybody here. Yeah. And what's the nature of your relationship? Dating relationship?
Yes, dating.
Okay. Would you say that you're close?
Yes.
Okay. How do you feel about her getting a permit? Let's start with that.
I feel fine with it. I have one. She's shown responsibility with cleaning. Anything normal could go to the shooting range, but normal conditions with safety-wise.
Okay.
No issue with that.
Okay. You heard the testimony from both sides about the several incidents. Do you think that she has a drinking problem?
No. Three incidents doesn't define the whole everything. The last one was a year and a half ago, but she has got a full-time job since and has goals in life. Wants to buy a house, new car, and I just think, moving forward, she's matured a lot for that. And like I said, she's got a goal of, once she went full-time, her goal is to buy a house, and I think that's important to her more than anything else.
How frequently do you see each other?
Probably 5-6 days a week.
5 or 6 days a week?
Okay.
You do live together?
No.
And when you get together, does she drink?
No, we hardly ever. Like I said, if we go out to dinner, it would be a glass of wine or a drink for myself, and that's it.
So she might have a glass of wine with dinner?
Yeah, with myself.
Does she get drunk?
No, not often. I don't drink myself that much.
You might also have a glass of wine with dinner?
A glass, yeah.
So you both do it?
Yeah.
Okay. You're not getting drunk on that, right? She has, I think you said something about her and firearms. You own firearms.
I do.
She's been with you, helped you clean your firearms,
mm-hmm.
Did you say?
Yep.
Okay. How do you feel about her handling firearms safely?
Well, she knows what she's doing.
Okay.
Yeah, safely, yes.
Do you have any doubts that she would be anything but sober handling a firearm?
No. No doubts.
No doubts. Okay. Nothing further.
Sergeant, do you have questions for the witness?
I do not.
Does the board have questions for the witness? Seeing none, do you have any other witnesses?
I do not, thank you.
Would you like to make a closing statement?
I would, please. I can understand why the issuing authority might have reservations here, but I think we need to look carefully and objectively at the situation. There's nothing here that is even close to violence, threat of violence, no weapons involved. We have a regrettable kerfuffle at the school, which could happen to anybody under the circumstances. She tried to help out a friend who had an emergency picking up a kid. She had somebody else drive and didn't. Something went wrong when she showed up at the school, that's for sure. She rang the bell and nobody answered. I've been there myself, not this particular school, but I've been through that myself, going to a school. She has a close friend here who's known her for 6 years, who's a permit holder, who's testified. He doesn't see any reason to withhold her permit. He thinks that she's in a better place now than she was a year and a half ago, that she's matured. She's 40 years old. She's got a full-time job now. She's held for a year, and I don't think this amounts to enough to make her anything but a suitable person. Thank you.
Thank you, Counsel. Sergeant, would you like to make a closing statement?
Yes, ma'am. So the issuing authority still stands by its belief of suitability. I admire the work she does. It's challenging by itself. And I most certainly don't believe that she has an alcohol problem. I think our issue is that she has a problem when she consumes alcohol in her decision-making process. Kerfuffle that it may be to the attorney, it caused quite a stir to the school staff, and in light of today's environment, something like that at a school is relatively a big deal, not just a kerfuffle. And I also want it to be noted that the school is, as almost every single school in the city of Waterbury, is heavily under video surveillance. So there is no record that the appellant walked to the front door and rang the bell first. The staff made it very clear to the officers that responded that the appellant walked directly to the playground, entered the playground, and at no point made any attempt to follow the proper procedures, even after being advised to go to the main office. So our concern is that the decision-making process breaks down, and our concern is that if she were to have a permit, what's to say that she consumes alcohol again and decisions are not wise within the firearm.
Thank you, Sergeant. Comments by the board?
Just a question. Sergeant, what was, I thought I read it, but the children that she was interacting with at the school, were they the children that she was picking up?
One was, but there were multiple other children, which is what caused the greater concern to the school staff. And because of that, the staff had advised the officers that they were going to have to take internal procedures to advise the parents of those children that there was a incident, however be that it may, nothing occurred, but that they interacted with someone that they shouldn't have.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, since we had additional testimony, I'd like an opportunity for cross-examination, please.
You got it.
Okay, even though it's all hearsay testimony anyway. Did the staff report that there was any harm done to these children?
No.
Okay, there was any threat of harm to
no,
these children?
No, just that she made contact.
Okay. They did not report that the children...
Physical contact.
Complained that they were in any way mistreated?
No.
By this person. Okay. Thank you.
Other comments by the board? Seeing none. Ms. Johnson.
Appellant.
Colonel Lewis.
Issue authority this time.
Mr. Gray.
Appellant.
Dr. Conrad.
Issuing authority at this time.
Chair votes appellant. 3-2 in favor of the appellant. Thank you all.
Thank you.